Now, when these poor sunburnt mariners, barefooted and with their trousers rolled high up on their eely legs, had wearily hauled their fat fish high and dry, promising themselves a good 150 pounds from the precious oil and bone, and in fantasy sipping rare tea with their wives and good ale with their cronies upon the strength of their respective shares, up steps a very learned and most Christian and charitable gentleman with a copy of Blackstone under his arm, and laying it upon the whale's head, he says, "Hands off! This fish, my masters, is a fast fish. I seize it as the Lord Warden's." Upon this the poor mariners, in their respectful consternation, so truly English, not knowing what to say, fall to vigorously scratching their heads all round, meanwhile ruefully glancing from the whale to the stranger. But that did no wise mend the matter, or at all soften the hard heart of the learned gentleman with the copy of Blackstone. At length one of them, after long scratching about for his ideas, made bold to speak. "Please, sir, who is the Lord Warden?" "The Duke." "But the Duke had nothing to do with taking this fish." "It is his. We have been at great trouble and peril and some expense, and is all that to go to the Duke's benefit, and we get nothing at all for our pains but our blisters?" "It is his."